Greetings from the Autonomous Collective of the Squirrel Report.
That's right, damn it.
Yeah. The Autonomous Squirrel Zone.
Squirrel Collective Zone. SCSZ for short.
Before we get into the meat of the show, I wanted to say that I have a squirrel report for the squirrel report.
Okay.
Okay.
What squirrel would this be?
Okay. Well, yesterday morning, which was my day off from work, and I was so excited to have a day off from work, I was like, I'm going to sleep in and get stuff done and, you know, yay. Mike comes into the bedroom at 6 a.m. and he says to me, and mind you, he is not holding a cup of coffee for me. He says, could you help me with something? And I said,
at 6 a.m.
okay,
on your day like, off.
6 a.m. on my day off. Can you help me with something? And at that point, I'm like, uh-oh, what's wrong? And I said, okay. I said, what's going on? He says, there's some sort of animal trapped in the fireplace.
Don't.
And I right. And I was like, if I'm having like, I'm envisioning like a raccoon or something large that we're going to have to call the authorities. And I was like, okay, what sort of animal? And he says, I'm not entirely sure. What? Like, how can you not be sure? It's like, there are a number of animals that live in our region. Like, pick one. Like, and he says, I think it's a Pikachu. And I, at this point, I'm fully awake. I'm like, let me just, you think it's Pikachu? He's like, yes, it looks like a Pikachu. And I was like, okay. And so he's told me the story that he got up really early to feed the cats. He's sitting in the living room having a cup of coffee, and he heard like a little, you know, skibbling kind of animal sound, right? And he thought it was maybe a mouse. And mice in our house, we kind of don't pay attention to mice unless they're like dead on our living room floor. You know, mice kind of like that problem kind of solves itself. And I mean, I have cats, like, you know, and so mice are not like a big thing. And so I said, well, is it like a mouse? No. And he said he was sitting there and he thought, okay, mouse. And then he heard a sound coming from the fireplace, and inside the fireplace, well, the fireplace has like a glass door, you know, that closes. And then inside the glass door, there's like a screen you pull across, and it's hanging chains. You know, it's like made out of like, it looks like chainmail kind of, you pull it across. And he heard like the chains moving inside the fireplace. And he thought, well, that's not a mouse. And so he turns on the light and he goes over to the fireplace and he looks, and all of a sudden this little creature like presses itself up against the glass, like, help me, help me. And it scared the shit out of Mike. And at that point he's like, uh-oh, you know, what is it? And he comes up to me. Can you help, you know, can you help me with something? At 6 a.m.
At this point, he brings in the muscle.
Yeah. And I was like, what is happening? Turns out in our fireplace, we'd had a storm the night before, which I'm sure contributed to the problem. In our fireplace was a flying squirrel, which I was not aware that we have flying squirrels in Northeast Ohio.
I guess you do.
I guess we do. And they fall in my fireplace.
Did you pull a rabbit out of your hat for him?
I did not.
I already asked if he was wearing goggles and a little helmet.
And he was not.
And I was so
disappointed.
He was not
wearing the little goggles and the no, he wasn't. Well, it's 'cause
there's
really
no moose.
Cute and really scared. No moose. And yeah, so apparently the whole eastern half of the United States, y'all have flying squirrels and don't know it. And they're nocturnal. They're little itty bitty guys. And they have, like, they're about the size of maybe a chipmunk, kind of. And they have longer tails and they're nocturnal, which is probably why most people are not aware of them. But there he was. And the first thing he did when Mike let him outside was he laid in the grass and he started licking the rain off of all the grass. Because he was, I bet you that, you know, he was thirsty. He was thirsty in that chimney. So, yeah, that was the squirrel adventure. That is the squirrel report for the squirrel report for the week.
We're getting all meta.
Yeah.
Apparently that brand of squirrel even lives in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Like East Texas.
Really? Really?
Where the trees are.
Southern flying squirrels.
Yeah. It's basically.
They wear little tiny cowboy hats?
In Texas, yes, they do.
Well, it's required in Texas.
I do have to note, in Texas, you do not have autonomous collectives.
At least not
for any length of time. So I do have a question to ask, Alan. How pissed off are the Texas Rangers?
That there's not an autonomous collective to bust up?
Well, and they tore down the statue of the Texas Ranger.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. We have to destroy everything. You know, like Robert the Bruce in Scotland.
Was this in Austin where they tore it down? Or
Dallas.
Was it? No. Yeah, Dallas.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yes. Yeah, it is just.
But before we get into the autonomous collective in Seattle, I just want to comment on the whole defund the police thing. I mean, this is right out of the Bolshevik playbook, the Maoist, you know, playbook is, you know, they don't actually want to defund the police. They just want to replace them with the American version of the Red Guard and the brown shirts and all that kind of stuff. What they don't understand and what a lot of dumb criminals don't understand is the cops protect us or protect them from us a lot more than the cops protect us from them.
Yep. My door is locked for your safety.
Right. I mean, there are a lot more of us than there are of them. And if they're going to go that route, we're going to play cowboys and commies, and it ain't going to turn out well for the commies.
And they seem hellbent on pushing it.
It's crazy. It's like they think, you know, okay, so the Russian Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution succeeded in Russia in a large part because the country was basically serfs, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't have weapons. They didn't have any, they just were like, okay, who's in charge now? Whatever. And in China, the same thing happened. They didn't have weapons. They didn't have any way of defending themselves. It's a case of, who's in charge now? And so the fight was between people that wanted to be in charge, and the vast population was just like, well, fuck, one shitty ruler is as good as any shitty ruler. It's not the same thing in the U.S. We are not weaponless serfs. And this shit plays well in a liberal city because, the liberals in the liberal city will sit back and think that, they're playing my song. But try that shit outside of these, liberal shithole places and see how far it goes.
Well, it's like that city in Idaho, right? The city of 200 people in Idaho, and like half of them went to the town square armed with rifles because they're like, oh no, we're not having this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, this plays in Seattle because it can't happen anywhere else.
Right.
Occupy Wall Street has to happen in Wall Street because it can't happen in Lubbock, Texas. People wouldn't put up with that shit.
Occupy Wall Street. Wow, those were the days.
Remember that? I mean, that's this is the same playbook, though. Thing in Seattle.
It's the same.
It's exactly the same. Only they got what's his name? The guy in charge.
Roz. Something or other. He's like a local rapper
who is about to be canceled himself because they found a bunch of old tweets. They're like homophobic or something.
Yeah.
So, well, of course.
Anyway.
Of course.
So yeah.
Nobody. I mean, the warlord in Seattle is I saw that story and I was like, first of all, not one of you hippies and commies, none of you did your summer reading because clearly none of you read Lord of the Flies.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it goes, man. This is how it goes. Like, did you fall asleep in Anthropology 101?
Yes.
This is what happened. Did you not watch, what the fuck is the show? Survivor. I mean, it's how it happens. This is how humans are. Might makes right. And that's it. And minus all of the structure of, like, societal structure of, like, the police and voting and democracy and all this minus that, that's what you get, is you get a black guy running around. I mean, it doesn't have to be black, but like he's like clearly like the strongest, toughest mofo in the entire, you know,
right,
commune or whatever they're doing.
But it is,
you get this guy and he's like walking around like busting heads if he doesn't like you. And that's how it goes.
And stopping
like,
and
if they thought
people.
It was gonna be, yes, hello?
You know, to make sure they're not armed. Exactly what they were apoplectic about in New York City. And
that's different.
What was the first thing they did? They set up a border with walls.
Yeah. Do you hear yourself?
I
want to
see a Venn diagram of people that support what's going on there. And evil Trump wants to build a wall to keep out the immigrants.
Yeah. Let's examine that for a moment.
Yeah. I'll bet that's a perfect circle.
Leftists are immune to that sort of thing. It doesn't, right. They don't even.
Well,
can't,
I mean, it's like the whole, like, we'll do it better
right.
than that guy, you know.
They're completely oblivious to their nonsense.
True socialism hasn't been tried yet. Forget every failed example in recorded history. They were all not true socialists, right. Or the right people weren't in charge, or a combination of both. Because Venezuela, which was at one point doing so well, I lived in Massachusetts. They were exporting gas to Massachusetts at a reduced rate to help out the less fortunate.
Mm.
And they went from that to eating animals in the zoo because that's all they had. In a decade, maybe.
I think it was less than a decade.
Yeah, within the span of a decade, it was Joe Kennedy was the politician up in Mass, one of the Kennedys, and his, you know, the energy for the people. I forget exactly what the hell it was called, but that was Hugo Chavez, Hugo Sitgo, and they were providing reduced heating oil and whatnot. For the people of Massachusetts, they're less fortunate, and that's, you know. And then they said, you know what? Let's seize production, and the whole thing collapsed in a decade.
Mm-hmm.
The Venezuela Massachusetts oil was 2005.
2005. Okay. So and Venezuela had collapsed
by 2010. I mean, what was the
Yeah, it was not a long time. You know, this wasn't like they did this in the 30s.
Right.
That's different. You know,
right.
I mean, that's completely different. This was within my children's lifetimes that this happened. This entire thing happened. Citizens Energy. Wow. I'm not Googling. That's just pulled from the dark recesses of my mind, which is a place you don't want to be. I'm just saying. But
according to Wikipedia, the decline of Venezuela started in 2010.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds about right. They decided that, you know, we're not content to grow fat off of the taxes we reap from the oil companies. We're just going to seize them entirely. And because we're the government, we are awful at literally everything. So we ran it into the ground. And now we have no money. And you went from a robust export economy to, again, eating zoo animals.
Right. Well,
and it happened even quicker in the in Chaz. They went from, you know, autonomous collective, and then the very next day, the homeless took all our food. Please send more.
Yeah, there's some debate
send soy.
Yeah, there's some debate if that's actually that particular tweet is actually true.
I don't care.
But there's
I think the spirit of it is true.
There's ample evidence that they are begging for things.
Yeah.
Like in less than a week's time.
Or harassing the local business owners into, you know, giving them things.
Which was, you know, the most surprising thing for me to hear was that there's still businesses functioning in Seattle.
Yeah, I know. Who would have thought?
I thought they'd all left after the $15 an hour minimum wage fiasco. But, you know, hey, I'm sure you can still get a soy latte there.
I don't know.
Made with free range cups. I don't know what the hell they are.
And I love the garden.
Yes. Oh, my God. I saw the garden this morning. It was the first thing I saw this morning, and I thought, it's going to be a good day. And, oh, my God. It just literally, like, first, when you read the news and the first thing makes your day, I'm like, it's going to be a cool day. I'm good with it. And what?
Weren't they actually watering the plants with Brondo?
Brondo, I mean, it couldn't hurt at this point.
It's got
garden.
Electrolytes.
Like, oh my God. Like, okay. So the whole thing, let's just put it out there, is advanced LARPing. Okay.
Yeah.
Live action role play.
It's not even
that's
that advanced.
That's all that's happening.
You know, I guarantee you a crew.
These are people who have no real life experience.
No, they don't at
all. I mean, not even, no one apparently knows how to grow a plant. What a plant needs.
Well, the only thing
besides Brondo.
The only electrolytes.
The only thing they've grown is like on Farmville.
Yeah, probably. Probably. But the garden, the whole thing, I come back to bless their hearts. Like what? They put brown paper down on top of like a lawn, like grass. And then apparently somebody decided to go to, I don't know, the hardware store or to, you know, the plant nursery. And they got bags of potting soil and little seedlings. You know, this time of year you get seedlings. You can get little like garden plants and vegetables and things. And so they got what looked to me about like maybe 2 inches of potting soil on top of the grass.
Yeah, if that.
And then they stuck the little plants in the potting soil.
Yeah.
Come on.
We haven't seen a photo since yesterday. This photo was taken yesterday. I bet most of those plants are dead by now.
Well, I'm sure. Come on. And I don't even know. Like, it just is like all of them are playing pretend and someone is planting a garden. We're going to feed everybody. And oh, it's going to be so wonderful. And we're like homesteading in Seattle. And nobody knows anything. And for the longest time, I've always thought, like, okay, like, what if we started, like, this kind of, you know, off-the-grid commune? I'm going to have to gather up people who know shit, because I don't know everything. But they have a bunch of children And maybe they're older, like, you know, they're older than children, but they're mentally children because they don't know anything apparently about the world, not even how to grow a fucking plant. Like, it's amazing to me. And these, and they talk about privilege. They talk about privilege, like, oh, white privilege. And honey, you have not ever eaten anything that hasn't come out of a freezer box and your mama's stove. Like, yep. Give me a break.
Yep.
You don't know where plants come from. You don't know where vegetables come from. You don't know anything about anything. Please just don't even lecture us about anything. That's the thing that, I'm sorry, that really bothers me, is that there are, I mean, the Hollywood celebrities coming out and lecturing me about racism. Who was the last black person you talked to that didn't live in Hollywood? And then we have, like, you know, oh, God. I'm sorry, I'm going off. It's just been
keep going,
annoying week.
Keep going.
So, okay.
You make an excellent point. Continue.
We had a protest in downtown Willoughby this week. And I posted a picture in the Squirrel Report Facebook page for, you know, those of us. And there were 14 people total. And all of them had to have been under 25. All of them white. Bless their little hearts.
Not only white, but northern pasty white. Like basement dweller white.
We're all northern pasty.
Yeah,
Alan,
but
here we are,
you
white people.
Not like this. These are no manual labor ever done white
people. No, absolutely. They've never had a job. They don't pay for their own cell phones. They don't pay for their own car insurance. Nothing. They don't pay for college tuition. They sit in their mama's house and they eat their mama's food and they don't do anything except they stand. And honest to God, if I see one more sign that says white silence equals violence, I'm going to show those motherfuckers some violence. Because number one, you're a white kid standing on the frickin' street corner holding that sign. You don't even know what violence is. You don't know, honey.
Yeah. Preach it, Brita.
Secondly,
that's all I'm going to say.
It's a bullshit sign because the only reason you have it is because it rhymes. And you don't even understand what it means.
Yep.
And you're standing out there in your little goth outfit, your pink hair, and, you know, carrying, like, the most expensive cell phone. I just, the whole thing pisses me off.
Yep.
Don't try to tell me anything.
All of the riots, what was the one thing that every fucking person in the crowd had? A cell phone.
Not just a cell phone, a smartphone.
Cell phone!
Yeah. Yeah. Every single person in every single riot that I've seen.
Yep.
Had a smartphone, whether it's an iPhone or whatever. It's a $1,000 piece of technology that comes with a, you know, I don't know, $40 a month fee.
At least.
Yeah. They're not paying that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, you know, you're talking about, you've got a $1,000 device that costs you $500 a year. And you're complaining about the man keeping you down. You can afford this luxury trinket that the vast majority of the world can't afford. Yeah, that's the other thing. You know, oh, well, there's people in poverty. Yes. Yes, there are. True poverty is found outside of our borders. So if you're not even talking about that, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, the poorest people in the United States are still in the top 10% of the world.
Right. You know, Can I just talk
about my experience at Walmart this past week?
Please do.
And
by all means.
Okay. Let me preface this by saying that the woman standing in front of me in line at Walmart was white. So this is not a racial issue. This is the world is fucked up issue. Okay. So I decided stupidly, really, really stupidly, that I needed to go to Walmart just to pick up a couple things. And I made the realization as I was pulling into the parking lot, holy shit, it's the first weekend of the month. And for those of us who don't get a check for the from the government, that is the weekend where everybody goes spends their government money. At Walmart, apparently, in Eastlake, Ohio. So, I get my, like, four things that I needed at Walmart. And I get it, and the whole store is mobbed with people. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, I'm just going to pick the lane with the least amount of people. So I pick a lane, and there's one girl in front of me, and her cart is loaded. Loaded. I mean, loaded. And it was, like, wow, loaded. And everything from food to, like, housewares to, like, every fucking thing you could want. Like, she could, like, set up a whole new apartment with whatever was in her cart. So, so I'm like, okay, I'm committed now. I'm just going to stay in this lane. It's fine. I'll just wait it out. I'm next, man. I'm next. Little did I know that next would take me like half an hour, 45 minutes, because after checking out, which took forever because like 100 million tiny little things on the conveyor belt later, she, again, let me preface, she was white. She, this is not racial. This is, everything's fucked up. So she finds the, she swipes her little like money card, and to find out that the government is not going to pay for her lactose intolerant milk. And this is after $300 worth of other stuff. And mind you, she's standing in front of me. She has like a nice outfit on, the newest cell phone, the like a $75 manicure at least, high-end sneakers, a Coach purse, and you know what I mean? Like one of those. And mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, how did I miss out on this? I mean, my first reaction was not like, I mean, I was mad. I was like, pay for your own fucking milk, lady. Like, I'm paying for everything else. You can pay for your own fucking milk.
You should have tossed her a $10 bill and say, here, you know, you've got all this. No, other
I've already paid for it.
Yeah. Bitch. Yeah.
But
you're absolutely right.
Like, and I'm thinking she probably is driving out of here in a really nice car because she has all this expendable money, right? Because I'm paying for everything else. Yeah. And I get up, and finally, like after 15 minutes of fighting with the man, she leaves, and I get to the checkout girl, and I'm like, I was like, I don't get it. Like, where did I go wrong? Like, how, like, what do they take classes on how to do that? Do they? I don't know. I just don't get it. Like, how do you get on the gravy train? Because it didn't happen for me. But, yeah. And the checkout lady at the Walmart, she says to me, she goes, you know what? This is my second job. I have to work two jobs to pay my bills. She's like, I see this all the time. So don't tell me about privilege. I'm starting to think that, you know, this privilege everybody is talking about is like everything else with liberals. Like everything else is projection, right? So it's like projection. They're actually the privileged ones. Meanwhile, we're busting our ass to pay our bills and getting no help and putting up with all the bull. I'm just fed up with the bullshit. I'm fed up. I'm sorry, that was a really long rant, but here we are.
Amen, sister. That's all I'm going to say. I
don't know. And it's not even like a racial issue. In
graduate school, I worked at a supermarket, and the things that people would do, it was astonishing. Yeah. There's a program called WIC, Women, Infants, and Children.
Oh, and
basically,
yes.
Okay, you get a stipend to buy the absolute basic essentials, milk, juice, peanut butter, cheese, the staples. I had a person try to buy Bacardi fucking drink mixers with WIC, and they argued with me that it was fruit juice. I'm like, you know, I'm making, you know, this is the 80s. I'm making $3.85 an hour. I'm like, I flipped on my light. I'm like, I need a manager for this because you're paying me $3 an hour to argue with you that a fucking Bacardi drink mix is a juice for your kid.
Yeah.
You know, and that was over 30 years ago. Now I feel fucking old. Great.
Yeah, I know.
It's because I am old, but. And. Yeah, just to circle back, to use a business phrase, to the white silence equals violence. That is a particularly galling one for me.
Yeah.
Because the three of us, have discussed, let's say, Officer Daniel Harless of Canton, Ohio. We have discussed the Eric Scott debacle in Nevada. We've been talking about police, the abuse of civilians by the police force for decades. Okay, go back to fucking Waco and Ruby Ridge. You're talking, you know, Ruby Ridge was 1992. That is 28 years ago, folks. That is an entire fucking generation. We have been complaining and calling out governmental overreach and abuse of the common person by the state for 30 fucking years. Don't tell me we are silent. You haven't been listening because we're just those gun nuts. So fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to hear what we have to say. But we've been talking about it. And the problem here, racism is a tangent. The real problem is that you motherfuckers keep giving power to the state, and then you have the audacity to act surprised when the agents of the state have more power. What the fuck did you think?
Yeah, but
you
Jay,
stupid motherfuckers.
Jay, it's
a month ago.
It's faux surprise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not real.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, this whole Floyd business is, Antifa is rioting in the streets because they can riot in the streets.
Right. They have a pretext.
It's got nothing to do with the cop. I mean, everybody, you know, the cop killed a guy. Three or four other cops stood around and didn't do anything. They've all been arrested. They're all going to jail. From the top down, everybody thinks it's a horrible idea.
Right.
That could have been the end of it. Justice will be served one way or another. They'll get their day in court. The family of the guy will sue. There'll be a civil suit, right? I mean, this is the way things work. There didn't need to, you know, peaceful protest. Go for it.
Yeah.
You know, it was a horrific event. And you know, there was Rand Paul has introduced a bill in the Senate to ban nationwide no-knock raids.
Oh my gosh. That is overdue.
So there's no, you know, President Trump has done all this sentencing reform and, you know, all this kind of stuff. These cops are in Democrat cities that have been Democrat. This is not a racial
issue. This is endemic racism in cities controlled by Democrats for decades.
Right. This is communist thugs taking advantage of something and having an excuse to riot and loot and try to tear down the system, which is what communist thugs do. It's the commie playbook.
Yep.
And every single politician that is sitting back and not doing anything and letting these animals run riot in their city is a part of it.
Well, some of them are appropriating culture and kneeling and can't get up after they kneel and have to ask a black coworker to help them up.
The mayor of is like all for this whole autonomous zone. Oh, yeah. She's like, oh, well, we should just let it go over the summer. They could have their summer of love. What?
Fucking hippies, man. I swear to God.
What?
I'm all for that. However, we need to set a perimeter so that no one can get in.
I agree.
Or out. Oh, no, yep. No. You want this?
I mean,
you want to be a separate nation? We will establish fucking checkpoint motherfucking Charlie. We will put United States Marines with machine guns at all entrance and egress. And if you're a business owner that wants that. You want to get the fuck out, feel free. If you are one of the Chaz people or Ra's al Ghul fucking whatever the fuck his name is, nope. We are not going to lift a finger against you.
Oh, you know what we could do, Jay?
But we're not going to help you.
No. I got a better idea.
Mercenaries?
No.
They'll pay me mileage and give me amnesty. I'll be there in 3 days.
We'll just take a page out of one of the best movies ever made, and we'll build a fucking wall around Seattle and just dump all the criminals there.
Oh my god!
Escape from Seattle.
It'll be great.
That's it. Except that Kurt Russell's too busy being Santa Claus now.
Yeah, screw him. just tell the president not to fly over Seattle.
Oh boy! All right, for the youngins out there, we are referencing Escape from New York, which, by the way, don't watch it if you're in our generation because he lands on the World Trade Center, which is kind of a kick in the fucking balls.
Wasn't that that was John Carpenter that made that was a John Carpenter special.
Yep.
Had Isaac Hayes, Ernest Borgnine,
Adrian
Barbeau, Harry Dean Stanton.
Oh, it was
Lee Van Cleef. Oh my God, the stars in that movie.
Yeah,
that was great.
It was a good movie. Don't make the mistake of watching Escape from L.A. because it's a pale imitation.
Yeah, like all the great movies from the 80s where they made a shitty sequel. Just don't bother.
Yeah. Blues Brothers 2000 or Ghostbusters 2. They never happened. Never made. Highlander don't exist. But yeah, you know, just send in the Marines and...
You guys can stay in there
as long as you want. You can throw your fucking temper tantrum as long as you want. We're just here to make sure you don't bother productive members of society. You can LARP all you want.
You can't just have it. I mean, this is exactly what the Insurrection Act was created for. I mean, this is, you know.
Well, I saw a comment on Twitter today, and I thought it was just fucking genius. Let them have their little autonomous zone. But I think that we should make a reality show out of it. Because, the comedy factor of the gardening alone is, And then today, I think there was a dumpster fire.
So
the autonomous zone, I mean, like, how...
How meta is that?
Oh, a dumpster fire.
The dumpster fire.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had to call they in. They had to call in firefighters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need city services. Aww. Oh yeah, except we do.
Yeah. Yep.
Except when we do, please save us. Oh no, send soy. Ugh, fuckers. Where are your parents? Like, you need a spanking and to be sent home. Like, really?
Basically, yeah. Sent to bed without dinner. Yeah.
They should turn it into a reality show. That would be great. And what's funny
and the leader of the autonomous zone was already like accused of sexual assault.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have the warlord guy. I think a reality show would be awesome.
The first leader was accused of sexual assault, who was then deposed, and then the Raza guy.
That's when he stepped in.
Yeah.
Seized power.
Yeah.
Good for him. But does he have a PayPal? Because I might send him money.
You can buy one of his rap CDs.
Okay. But, I'm a fan.
But if you're middle class,
bust some heads, Roz.
Wouldn't that make it a Bohemian rap CD?
Oh my God.
Oh, Jay. Wow. Wow.
Dropping the dad joke so nobody's listening.
Yes.
But yeah. Yeah, abolish the police. And the New York Times apparently had an editorial where they're like, oh no, we're super serial. We think you should abolish the police. And again, those words you keep using, I do not think they mean what you think they mean. You know, like Alan so pointedly pointed out, the police, again, to quote one of my favorite series, I'm not locked in here with you.
Yeah.
You're locked in here with me.
Yeah, exactly.
You do not understand. Like, you know what it is? It's the fucking Purge. You know, the liberals like that. You know, they have their movies about, ooh, conservatives being hunted. Like, you stupid motherfuckers. You have absolutely no idea how that would go, do you? Okay. Ted Nugent would eat every last fucking one of you before the week was out.
Yeah, you.
Yep.
And he'd put it up behind a paywall, and we would pay to watch the hilarity.
How many deer hunters are there out there? You know, and yeah. You know, you can laugh about FUDs, but you know, there's a reason that box of shells lasts 10 years.
Yep.
Because FUD don't miss.
You know, and just you know that whole like, ooh, if all the laws were suspended, we'd hunt conservatives. He. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'd be in my basement drilling third holes in my ears, going, ah, it's free, it's legal. Twelve hours a year, it's legal. Now I have a machine gun. Ho ho ho. This would be like fucking. This would be Christmas and your high school graduation all rolled into one. You'd be Flounder from Animal House. Oh boy, is this great?
Yeah,
I guarantee you
and everybody else, Jay.
20 minutes into the Purge, and they'd be like, okay, this was the worst idea ever. All of these rednecks with pickup trucks are absolutely slaughtering us.
Oh.
You know, and yeah, I'll be the first to admit I've never actually seen them. I only know what the Purge series is because apparently they're like, oh, no firearms. And I'm like, that kind of blows the whole no laws out of the water, doesn't it? Because, yeah, oh, look, the first thing you did was no laws. So it really isn't no laws, is it?
Right.
You know, it's a lot like the Hunger Games. So the first thing we do is magically make every gun disappear.
Yeah, that's the fatal flaw in all these things is, you know, it's and that, again, that's why the commie playbook will not work in the U.S. because we are not stupid serfs. There's a lot of stupid people. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But there are enough people that aren't, and there are enough people that have guns that it's just not going to fly here.
Yep. And in the middle of all of this. In the middle of all this shit, we've just had 3 months of lockdown where the cops were like, yeah, we're releasing criminals from jail and we won't answer your 911 calls. You're on your fucking own. To, oh, we're straight up murdering people on camera and we don't fucking care. Joe Biden comes out. Well, we're going to make all semi-automatic weapons illegal. Joe. And then, oh, the cops could just shoot the bad guy in the leg. What the fuck is this? Roy Rogers? They're going to have to shoot the gun out of their hand.
Just, well, you know, Joe Biden has some problems.
Well, he has issues, you know. It's like, just can somebody please give him someone to sniff and keep him out of the limelight, you know? No. I just wish they would be honest and replace him already.
Oh, no. They have
again,
to wait till, they have to wait till the
show.
Last.
Yeah, they're going
to
wait till October.
Yeah. That's going to be the Democrat October surprise.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be, oh, he contracted COVID. So we're going to have to introduce
I think you're
player
right.
two. Player two has entered the game.
Who is? Who?
At this point, I don't know. I thought it was going to be Governor Party Tits, but he's so thoroughly fucked up in New York that ain't happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and his ideological brethren, fucking Charlie Baker in Massachusetts. Massachusetts has seen like 8,000 COVID deaths, and like 6,000 of them came from nursing homes.
I know who it'll be.
It's gonna be Stacey Abrams.
No, it'll be Hillary Clinton.
Who? Stop it!
No,
stop.
It will. It'll be Hillary Clinton.
See, the only thing I can say to that is they're really good at eating their own, and she's already lost. She's already lost, and she's already lost to Trump.
Yeah, but you know, this is her chance for the Rocky comeback. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And really, who else do the Democrats have?
Well, that's the whole thing. I think they're going to go for somebody that nobody knows anything about, like this Val Demings, one of the purported Biden veeps. And, you know, I'm like, who? It's literally the only criteria for being Biden's veep is that you be a black woman. Mm-hmm. That is literally the only criteria. He doesn't care. He went from Stacey Abrams to, you know, Kamala Harris was, you know, and then it's like, oh no, not really. And then he very briefly dabbled Klobuchar until they realized that, oh, she was the one that had the opportunity to prosecute Derek Chauvin for excessive force as a police officer, and she declined to prosecute him as a Democrat.
But it's got to be somebody the Democrats can get excited about. They got excited about Obama because he was the black Jesus.
Right.
They got excited about Hillary Clinton because, you know.
Oh, I think it's going to be, my guess, Michelle Obama.
Oh. Yeah, that could be.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
She's been really vocal lately.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
And she does have the name. You know, that is distinctly a possibility.
She's the most loved woman in America. She has outranked even Oprah.
Wow. Which is hysterical, because what do you think the average person actually knows about Michelle Obama?
Nothing.
Whatever the TV tells them.
Right.
Yeah. She had the top-selling book last year. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Michelle Obama.
That could be the October surprise, Brita.
That's a possibility. It is a possibility.
Yep.
Now, the big question is, do the Clintons still have enough sway to prevent it?
No.
And that's the real question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Between the Jeffrey Epstein thing and then Hillary, like, you know, being a disaster. Yeah. Oh, 2 days ago, I just Googled Michelle Obama and I went to news. 2 days ago, Michelle Obama or Tammy Duckworth for VP on The Hill.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. She's, and I'm telling you, she has, and they have that whole thing. Oh, can I just talk about the Obamas for a second? They have the whole Netflix thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know how they're like producers for Netflix? There is a documentary about Michelle Obama on Netflix. It's called Becoming, the title of her book also. But I wanted to mention that they produced, or direct, I think it was a production. They produced a movie, it was a documentary called Crip Camp. And it was about, in the early 70s, there was a camp for disabled children. And kind of one of those groups where they all got together and they held sit-ins and they demanded rights And it was all stemmed for this one camp. I think it was New Jersey or whatever. But it was kind of like the catalyst for the ADA laws. And then they, you know, they had this documentary, whatever, and Obama's produced it. And I watched it. It was a great documentary. And then I sat back and I thought, wait a minute. I know why they made this movie. Because one of the things that the Democrats would love so much is to get all the cripples together into a voting bloc.
Sure.
And the whole movie was about like social justice and equal rights and yada, yada, yada. And I thought, oh, I get it now. And they keep pushing this movie on Facebook, and they keep pushing it on Netflix. And it's like one of those, like, hey, like, you know, all you cripples, get together and do your social justice thing. Like, you know? And I thought, oh, I get it. Okay. Yeah. But I think the Obamas are moving behind the scenes in ways people don't realize. And I think Michelle Obama is absolutely sneaking on up. Or at least trying to.
Could be. Well, she's certainly every bit as qualified as Barack was for president.
Sure. Why not?
Also, the Babylon Bee has just released a news flash.
Reputable news source, Babylon Bee.
Yes. Protesters pull down Joe Biden after mistaking him for old racist statue.
Ooh. Ooh. I mean, they're not wrong.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I gotta read this because it's so damn funny. Washington, D.C. Enraged protesters were marching through D.C. toppling racist statues when they came across one standing on a street corner. The archaic racist statue looked very, very old. It even had some kind of obsolete soundbite playing device in it. Probably an early phonograph from how old the statue looked. It kept saying things about being black people being clean and articulate and how poor kids were just as bright as white kids. Rioters threw a lasso around the top of the statue after Googling how to tie a lasso and arguing for a while about how lassos are racist. Then they brought it tumbling down after graffitiing all over it. Unfortunately, the old racist statue turned out to be former vice president and current presidential candidate Joe Biden. Classic pranksters, Biden said, chuckling as he dusted himself off. You know, this happens from time to time. Back in my day, we were out at the community pool hanging out and throwing rocks at each other, as was the fashion at the time. Corn Pop and I were dishing it out and running our fingers through our leg hairs when, as he continued to drone on, another racist group came up and toppled him the other way. Eventually, the rioters had their fun and moved on, knocking over Nancy Pelosi and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, mistaking them both for ancient statues. Babylon B, I swear.
Ow.
Babylon B.
Joe Biden actually did have a good racist gaffe this week. Well, I mean, just this week. One day ago, in fact, Biden said George Floyd's death had a bigger global impact than MLK's assassination.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
What? That's like sacrilege, dude. Yes!
Oh, my God. Oh,
right?
I think it might have been the Babylon Bee as well that put out the, you know, Greta Thunberg has been asked to be a civil rights, sit on a civil rights panel, which I thought was hysterical.
Are you sure that wasn't true?
Are you sure this is not true?
Yeah.
But, you know, getting back to the statues, again, I'm from Massachusetts. I follow the news from there. One of the statues that was defaced in the recent round of ridings was the 54th Regiment Memorial in Boston Common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was African-American soldiers who fought in the Civil War.
Yep.
So they spray painted Black Lives Matter, no justice, no peace, and police are pigs on the memorial to volunteer African American soldiers who fought in the Civil War.
They defaced the monument for the Black Union Regiment.
Yep. They defaced the Stevie Ray Vaughan statue. I mean, I'm like,
oh my God.
Really?
Did they just assume that every statue is some racist old guy?
Yes. And that's exactly.
Yes.
It doesn't matter because we can.
They vandalized the statue of Robert the Bruce in Scotland, for God's sakes.
Yep. Yeah, racist king.
Racist king. The dude was king in the 14th century.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure he knew black people existed.
For you kids that
are a victim of modern public schooling, that was 1300.
Right.
1300, 1400, 1328. Yeah, it was so long ago. You're right, Rita. They probably didn't know that Black people even existed.
Right.
I mean, like, yeah, probably not.
The king of Scotland.
Yeah.
I mean, he might have known about France.
Yeah. Well, some of his ancestors came from Normandy. So, you know.
Yes. Yeah. You know, but really, was he very likely to know about anyone that wasn't Western European?
And not even that.
No.
Really.
You know, I mean, okay.
You got to figure in the 1300s.
You have Alexander the Great. Okay.
In the 1300s, France didn't exist. Germany didn't exist. There was, right. You know, Spain barely existed. There was, you know, I mean, it was nothing was like it is today. Well, so
while it's possible that he might have known one or two dark-skinned persons, the likelihood that there would have been systemic racism against them, it would have been like,
well,
you know,
it would have been
driving around the South and charge two bits of gander. It's right, like, oh, look, this is a wonder. This is someone who's different than you.
But it would have been the racism that every country has for people that aren't them.
Exactly. You know,
the right. Japanese are famously racist. The Chinese are famously racist. Every country that was built on an ethnicity is horribly racist to anybody that's not. I mean, go to France and be somebody not from France and see how you live. I don't care if you're white or black or anything. There's black Frenchmen that'll sneer at you for not being French. I mean, it's they get away with that shit because of, you know, the history of the U.S. But, you know, it's, I don't know. It's all bullshit. Yeah. The problem with the left is,
well, there's still slavery in Africa.
Right. The problem the left has is they say things and everybody takes it at face value. When people have to remember that the commies lie. Commies lie. They lie about everything. Everything
and this
is a lie.
This dovetails nicely with what Brita was saying about Seattle, the collective, and the garden. Okay.
Yes.
What do you notice about that garden?
It's fucked very up.
it's very photogenic. It is a fucking Instagram garden, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
I'll bet it gets all kinds of cat. Am I wrong?
You're right. No, you're right.
You know,
you're right.
You put that up and it's like, look at us. We've got this garden. And millions of people that have no fucking clue how shit is grown are going to be like, look, it's lush soil and there's sprouts. This is just like Farmville.
Yeah.
They don't know. They are so far removed from the process of providing their own food. They have no clue. That to them is what they picture in their mind, a prosperous garden. You've got all the sprouts coming up. You've got
look at this dark soil looks and great. Green stuff. It looks great.
Yep. It looks exactly like it does on my phone in one of the games I play.
Yep. Well, that's why I said they probably got the idea from Farmville.
You know, and then, you know, well, sure, we can use potting soil because we'll go steal it. And that's what it is. It's stealing. You can, you know,
they probably stole all the plans too.
Yep. The Lowe's, is there a Lowe's or an Ace Hardware or whatever somewhere in that 6-block radius? Probably.
Yeah.
There's probably some artisanal supply store that no longer exists. Or, you know, maybe it went out of business because it was shut down for 3 fucking months for COVID.
Well,
but they went in and grabbed the potting soil.
You heard Starbucks is closing 400 stores.
Starbucks.
Because their coffee sucks.
So like 1%.
Yeah. they're only closing the Starbucks that have opened up inside other Starbucks.
Right. Yeah. The ones where you go to and there's a Starbucks on every street corner. Those are staying.
Those are fine. They're totally fine. But yeah.
Because God forbid you have to cross the street to get some shitty coffee.
Now, the funny part is I know places like that in Massachusetts with Dunkin' Donuts. So, yeah.
Yeah, but Dunkin' Donuts is good.
It is. It is good. Although I guess it's just Dunkin' because we're too stupid to have fucking 4 syllables. It has to be 2. But, you know.
Whatever.
Donuts have they're not healthy, Jay.
Yes.
You gotta rebrand. I'm surprised they didn't just start calling themselves Dunks.
Freedom Holes.
Hey, there you go.
There you go. I am curious if by our next score report, if the Seattle Collective is still, what the hell do they call it? Chaz. That's right. The fuck
Chaz.
You know what it sounds like? Chaz. Chaz is like the jock frat guy in every 80s nerd movie, right?
The preppy guy with the popped collar driving the Porsche.
He
was the bad guy in every teen 80s movie.
Yes.
He would probably be played by the fuck is his name? God. Why can I not think of the actor?
Jay's getting old.
Yeah, Red Reddington in The Blacklist.
Oh.
James Spader.
Yeah.
Probably played by James Spader. Or Robert Downey Jr. with a popped pastel polo shirt under an Oxford.
Yep. You are talking about one of my childhood crushes there. I just want to say.
But he always played the jerk, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, he was always
in Stargate. He wasn't a jerk. He was kind of a nerd. Well,
whatever.
Yeah, but that
who cares about Stargate?
Hey, that was a great movie.
But you know that Chaz. That's exactly it. It's why would.
Nothing. Chaz is also the name of Cher's transgender son.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember.
That's right, yes.
I remember Chastity. Chastity Bono.
Chaz.
She changed her name to Chaz when she decided she was a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, this will... I'm just curious what they're going to move on to next. You know, because... as things open back up, the economy's doing better and they're shitting their pants because, oh my God, the Dow's back.
Well,
back on the climb.
I can tell you exactly what'll happen, Jay. Trump's going to start having rallies again and they're going to start flogging the COVID-19 increases.
Yeah, I'm seeing them try.
Yeah,
but the problem is it's
the media, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, they'll all play it. Oh, there, Trump. Trump had a giant rally, 30,000 people were there, and oh look, the next day all the COVID-19 cases went up.
Yeah, but the problem is they're not.
It doesn't matter, Jay.
I believe
they're going up because they're still doing testing and people are still getting sick. It's just
it does to an extent, but I think people are just sick of it. They're done. And
yeah.
The numbers haven't changed all that much, and we've been fucking with the numbers since day one. And the more information we have, the more we realize that if you're not 85 years old with diabetes, you're probably okay.
They're not saying that, Jay. the media, the people that get their news from the usual suspects, all they see is, the economy, they opened up, and I just saw tech, the fucking ass idiotic stupid Twinkie judge here in Houston was talking about imposing a lockdown again because the number of COVID cases went up.
As they're doing more testing. That's my favorite. We don't understand what's going on. But the number of people who have it is going completely, up because you quadrupled testing.
Yeah, they completely gloss over that, though. It's like they scream for more testing. We need more testing. Yeah. Everybody in the country needs to be able to get tested. Well, guess what's going to happen if everybody in the country gets tested?
Ooh, and then you've got the WHO, who one day says, asymptomatic carriers don't matter. And the very next day, they're like, oh, no, 99% of the cases came from asymptomatic. The big thing is people watched the protests on TV. Okay, here's the big thing. How many hundreds, if not thousands, of people attended the George Floyd Memorial?
Oh, it was packed.
And meanwhile, I personally know about a half a dozen people whose parents passed away during this time, and they couldn't have a fucking funeral.
Yep.
And I guarantee you that has played out across the country. And people are watching this going, wait a minute. We couldn't have a service for my mom or my grandmother because of COVID-19. There's a fucking 1,000 people here at this thing. They've got masks.
More than 1,000. Yeah.
Yes. They've got masks. Yeah, they're under their chins. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the whole thing's ridiculous.
I think it's one of those things they might try, but it's not going to go anywhere because people have seen. They watched the throngs in the street and the fact that there aren't tens of thousands dropping dead. They're going to be like,
right.
This was, it has always been bullshit, but we're done. The big reason that this protest took off was because you'd had people locked in their fucking houses for 3 months. You took away the circuses, right? There's no professional sports. There's no concerts. There's no fucking 4th of July. There's no, you know, your local spring harvest, blah, 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 whatever the fuck it is. You're canceling the state fairs. All of that has NBA. Been canceled because of COVID. Exactly. Major League Baseball. Fucking American pastime. Yep. Nope. Sorry. They're talking about, when school starts in September, they're going to have 10 kids in a classroom. Like, you are fucking smoking crack.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Okay? Because you would have to magically triple the amount of school space that you have. You literally have to triple it to make that feasible. And guess what? If you're going to propose that 2/3 of the kids will do school from home, you're going to have the second American Revolution. Because
people will have to stay home from work.
The fact is, you know, in a way, I'm kind of looking forward to it because the first time that they say, we need to fund our schools, they're going to be like, fuck you. You got 3 extra fucking months.
That's right.
And.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That reminds me. Brita.
What?
The school thing in your town.
What?
Remember the building down at the end of your street where they were going to, the school, they were going to sell it. And then they started talking about this, that, and the other. And you made the comment, is this going to make my taxes go up?
Well, come on.
Yep.
That's the only thing I care about at this point.
My city, I don't know.
They're an old school. It used to be the senior center and it used to be like a thing. And then they built like this big fancy new senior center that apparently everybody hates, according to my mother. And now they're left with this building that they want to turn into a community art center where they have like artists doing things and I don't even know what. Whatever the fuck it is. I don't need and you're talking to me who I love art. I am, you know, I'm into it. Right. But how much is it gonna cost me?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's funny.
But yeah, the school thing is the school thing is I mean, how many months of school do those kids miss?
Yep.
Three months, right?
3 months. Yeah. 3 months.
So do I get my money back?
No, of course not. Right.
I get my money back? No.
My daughters, the only one of my children still in school. Mm-hmm. They got the they got the school shut down March 13th, I think it was.
It was middle of March.
Less than halfway through March. I remember that. That Friday was. It was before St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So, and school ends June 12th. You know, it actually ended.
Wow.
Today. So it was literally 3 full months. And what they did.
Wow.
What they did in Virginia was they only had 3 quarters. The 4th quarter was optional, which means no one did it. But basically they had, you know, learn from home for the remainder of the 3rd quarter. And then, you know, like basically kids caught up and whatnot. And I'm like, okay, so you can have kids learn from home, but you're against homeschooling. You're against school choice. And I guarantee you, the next time you need more tax money, you're going to be like, well, we're going to have to cut services to the school.
Well, that's why they're absolutely going to start school with full attendance in the fall. Because the last thing the education establishment wants is more kids staying home with their parents.
Right. Right. And actually learning things and not being indoctrinated.
Right.
I'm
a firm believer that school is wasted on at least half the population.
Yeah.
Once you learn the basics of reading and basic arithmetic, school is a waste of time for a lot of people. They don't want to be there. They clearly don't want to be there. And I think they should get rid of those, you know, child labor laws and let them get a job. Let them go to work.
Start working.
If they don't
want to
be in school, why should they be there?
Those rare earth magnets aren't going to mine themselves.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what they're doing. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that they could do if they were allowed to. I just think that compulsory education. I mean, I remember when I was in school and it was totally wasted on about half the kids that were there. They didn't want to be there. They disrupted it for everyone else.
Yeah.
It was a waste of time. Hell, I didn't want to be there. You know,
hey, can I come back to some Brita?
Yes.
You're talking about dumb things in your town. I'm still on the Facebook group for the town that I lived in up in Massachusetts.
Oh, no. Oh boy.
And in amongst the rants about how high the property taxes are, which they are, there was a little tidbit. The town is putting in one of the many areas that the town owns, the areas of land that the town owns, they are putting in, are you ready for this? A cricket field. A cricket field. For the hundreds of aspiring fucking cricket players.
Why?
In my little fucking town of 7,000 people, that's a suburb of a suburb of Boston. Cricket. Fucking cricket.
Are there a lot of Indian immigrants?
No. Literally, okay. this town is as white as they get. There is one black family in this town.
Wow.
Or at least there was when I was there. One.
Bunch of fucking
right, because
racists.
I know that we there yeah. I have seen cricket players down in the parks in downtown Willoughby. But they're all like Indian guys. And, you know,
if it were the town I currently live in, I'd buy that. I'd buy that in a second. there's, you know, 10,000 people, and a good number are here temporarily, you know, under assignment, you know, doing stuff in D.C. We are commuting distance to D.C. Sure. There's several park and rides and buses and trains and all that. I would totally buy that. But this town is a little sleepy burb wedged into the corner of New Hampshire and the Atlantic Ocean. And they want
to
put in
a weird
cricket field.
Cricket.
I know a bunch of people that still live in the town. Not a single one of them has even knows what cricket is. They're like, that's the weird game they play in India, right? That's as far as it gets.
Right.
There's something about sticky wickets. But they're spending tax dollars to put in a cricket field. And they're, you know, oh, there's an organization that wants it, and they're going to pay all the fees. No, they're not. I guarantee you they are not. Because you know what's going to happen? They're going to need lights, and they're going to need a snack shack. And they're going to need parking facilities. And guess what? That group is not going to pay for any of that shit. That's all going to be town stuff. And guess what's going to happen? Your taxes went up again. Oh, who would have thunk it? It's going to get interesting. It's going to get for cricket. And it is going to get interesting because, see, Massachusetts has what's called Proposition 2.5, which means that if they want to increase your property tax bill more than 2.5%, it has to go to a vote in the town or city.
Okay.
I was a homeowner in Massachusetts for 14 years. My taxes went up every single year. My taxes went up more than 2.5% every year because every year there was an override. Every year. And every time I was floored when we went to move because I naturally assumed that my house had increased in value because my property taxes had increased every single year. So imagine my shock to learn that my house lost about $100,000 in value, although my property taxes had continued to go up.
Yikes. So
the figure that they quoted me in the late 90s when we built our house and moved in for my property's value had gone down $100,000.
Wow.
But my yearly tax bill had increased steadily. So that's what we're dealing with. You know, ironically.
Go ahead.
We actually had a tax decrease here, like my second or third year in Virginia. It wasn't much. I mean, it was, you know, $100 or something like that. It was a small amount. But the fact is the taxes actually went down. And I posted
it's
that.
It's a miracle.
The local board up in Massachusetts. I'm like, wow, I made the right choice because our taxes just went down. And oh my God, people were mad. But, you know, the thing is, it was reliable. It was like clockwork. The three things every year when they wanted the override, three things every year, they were going to be. Number one was, well, we can't guarantee trash pickup. Because if there's anything white people can't stand, it's having trash buildup. Which is funny because they also closed the town dump. So I don't know what they thought was going to happen if they stopped doing trash pickup. Other than giant mounds of garbage everywhere. Because there's no dump to bring your trash to.
Well, they did that in New York.
Dumps are local. You can't just go to like three towns over and walk into their dump and be like, yeah, I've got an entire pickup truck's worth of trash that I want to dump here. They're going to be like, fuck you.
Well, if you pay the fee, you can.
Exactly. So that was the first thing. The second thing was, well, we're going to have to lay off police officers.
Oh yeah.
And the third thing was teachers. We don't want teachers. We're going to have to lay off teachers.
Actually.
And firemen. Don't forget them.
Volunteer fire department.
Oh, okay.
So that's how small the town is.
Yeah. Usually it's police, fire, and then, you know, teachers. And
yeah, it was trash, police teachers. Yeah. And you know, we left shortly after the this is one of my favorite stories, the elementary school. They had portable classrooms, you know, basically they're trailers. And it was a tragedy that they don't have enough room, that teachers don't have proper classrooms. These are portables, they're drafty, they're this, they're that, they're blah, 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 blah. $20 million addition was a year-long, multi-year project. And in the end, the brand shining new addition was a gymnasium and a cafeteria.
Oh, no.
I swear, hand to God, I'm not making this up. The old gymnasium is still a gymnasium. The old cafeteria was turned into administration offices. $20 million project did not add a single classroom.
Wow.
And I distinctly remember because they had the plans and whatnot. Like, basically, they finished construction in my son's last year at the school. So he got to see the building being built. He never actually got to use it. My daughter got to use it for half a year. And I distinctly remember when they were pushing the tax override, you know, that it was only going to, your taxes are only going to go up. You know, the average house will only see $20 or whatever, $20 a month or, you know, whatever bullshit number. And it's 20 years. And they did not add a single classroom. And that's what got me was, yeah. And they pulled every stop. It was, you know, our kids are our future, blah, 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 blah. The teachers are in overcrowded classrooms, blah, 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 blah. And they built a gym and a new cafeteria. And then turned half of the old space into administration.
Yeah, well, that's what they do.
Yep, yep. And now they're building a cricket field. You know, seven plus years later, they're using tax dollars to build a cricket field.
Insane.
You know, and yet. You know, they're talking about, to start school up in the fall, the classrooms could be no more than 10 students. I'm like, okay, yeah. So you're going to hire triple the teachers and you're going to triple that the ain't space. Gonna and yeah.
Not going to happen.
And again, the last time I looked at the numbers, and this may have just been for Massachusetts, but still, it's Massachusetts was one of the harder hit states because of their proximity to New York. Plus, they had a pretty big outbreak from a convention that happened in Boston right as COVID-19 was starting to hit. Mm-hmm. But the age group 70 and up were something like 94% of all deaths. It was ridiculous how heavily weighted it was.
Yep.
You know, and I wish I could put my finger on the exact number, but basically your under 20 age group, you were more likely to be struck by lightning than you were to die of COVID-19. You know, more kids drowned in 5-gallon buckets than died of COVID-19. It's not that dangerous to children. So
yeah,
why are you pulling this in another 3 months, we're still going to have this.
Well,
it's like they got this one thing that they realized they could lead people around with. And yeah. they're going to keep this horse is dead. Its body has decayed. Its bones have turned to dust. But God damn it, we're going to beat it.
Well, and you think of it this way, you know, it's that long shot, right? If the people buy into it, they get to hire three times as many teachers to be on the union, teacher union, you know.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. because there it brings to mind immediately two things. One is the meme, and I don't know what it's from, but it's the you know, little puppet that's looking straight ahead.
Yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about. Where it's like, you know, it's police departments, you know, they don't judge us by the bad apples. And then teachers unions looking the other way.
Yep.
And then the news came out from the, what the hell is the, oh shit, Open Secrets, that tracks campaign donations, the party that gets the majority of police union donations,
Democrats. Yep.
Of course.
That's going to be very interesting because they have been very vocal about defund the police, fuck the police. The police are horrible racists. It's going to be interesting to see if they continue to receive those donations and support. And they will.
I think they will because it's all involved. It all involves the unions.
It's the union. Yes, yep. Exactly.
Yeah, it's unions.
Exactly, it's interesting. Right. It's very interesting. But
we're crazy over.
We're way over. This is a special bonus squirrel report with there was a Breida rant.
Yeah,
not just J rant. People expect J rants at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Breida's had enough.
We are living in strange times and
really strange.
It's kind of hard and a little scary to posit what the end game is going to be. You know, are they really trying to provoke some form of confrontation?
Yes.
Because it's hard to imagine what they would do differently if they weren't. You know what I mean? Yes. It's like, what would they do differently if they were actively trying to provoke confrontation? You keep people bottled up. You remove the pressure valves.
But I don't think it's going to go the way they think it's going to go. I mean, if it comes to it, I mean, you know that old saying, like a rifleman behind every blade of grass? Like,
well, you know, when you see the whole...
I saw an article today where Tom Arnold, I mean, he's a fucking idiot. And, like, he's dumb and stupid and crazy. And, I mean, he's Tom Arnold. I mean, come on. But he posted something today or yesterday on Twitter. And it was like, you know, all of us liberal men need to get our father's hunting weapons and get out there. And I was like... Oh, honey.
Yes, my honey. Sweet summer
that
child.
That is not going to go how you're thinking it's going to go in your head. Like, bless your heart, but no. That's not going to work. And I posted on our Facebook page, and a number of our listeners and followers on Facebook, they were like, I'm doing headshots at 750 yards. not quite going to go the way you think. You know, good luck to you, but
And the real irony is he will get excoriated by liberals for daring to bring up the word gun.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know, ooh, I know. You're going to get a case of the papers.
Oh, no, we don't use violence. Whatever. I just, and honestly, if this is like, this whole thing is, you know, everybody's saying it's all political. And of course, everything is political now, right? Everything is political. And, you know, people are saying, oh, well, you know, they're trying to get Trump and they're trying to use this to, like, you know, get people to defeat Trump and blah, blah. But I honestly, again, don't think that's going to go how they think it's going to go. Because I think middle America is sick of their shit.
Yep. Well, you know, it was funny that people are freaking out about, you know, the oh, Trump's photo op at the Bible and he tear gassed people. Okay. They were told to move and they didn't move. guess what happens when the Secret Service tells you to move? Oh, they couldn't hear them. Well, here's an idea. If there's a cop behind you and he's got his lights on and his siren on and you don't pull over, you get in trouble. It doesn't matter if you couldn't hear him.
Right.
But that was, you know, yeah. I can't believe he did that for a photo op. I can't believe that was a photo op. It was a photo op. It was a photo op. Fucking what? Next day? Next 2 days? You got Pelosi kneeling wearing fucking African garments? Are you kidding me? Cultural appropriation, anyone?
Yeah, but she had that D.
It's okay so. If they do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
The magic D.
Again, though, that plays wonderfully to their base because, you know, they're kneeling and blah, blah, blah. I have to wonder how it plays to the 20% in the middle.
They hate it.
I don't think it does.
And yeah. I can't see that it does. And I think you get a lot of people who really don't care for Donald Trump. But you can't run a campaign on I'm not the other guy. You know, when you got Joe Biden saying we need to fix this, people are like, Joe, you've been in politics for what, half a century now? You had your chance.
Joe Biden saying we have to fix this. Joe, you are this.
You had 2 years, 2008 to 2010, where your party controlled the presidency, the House, and the Senate. You had 2 years where you literally could have fixed everything, and you didn't. You did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All you did was you started to stoke the fire. Because if you remember correctly, 2009, and I'm gone pulling way into the Wayback Machine, because I was there when it happened. That's when the cops in Massachusetts arrested a black professor. You remember that?
Boy.
That's
I remember.
The Beer Garden Summit.
Yep.
Remember with that. Obama saying the cops acted stupidly before anybody knew what was going on? And as it turns out, what happened was dude locked himself out of his house. Look, I've locked myself out of my house. I hate it. You feel like an idiot. You know, you can't believe you screwed up like that. Okay. He was walking around trying to see if he left the window open. Been there, done that. One of the neighbors called the cops because, hey, there's somebody kind of walking around the back door of my neighbor's house, not realizing that it's not his neighbor. Okay, now, whatever you think about that, that has nothing to do with the police. The police get a call. There's a guy I don't recognize in my, he's peeking in windows and looking around my neighbor's house. So they show up and they ask the guy for some ID. They show up and they're like, somebody called and said you were lurking around here. And he's like, well, I live here. Okay, can we see some ID? Because your ID is going to have your picture and your address, which should match the location you're at. And he made a big deal about it. So they arrested him. He didn't want to show ID. All right. And that was the whole, remember the beer summit where they had everyone in the Rose Garden?
Oh, yeah.
And they had a beer with the cops and the guy, you know, and they made a big deal about it. That was the start. So
it was the start.
When you could have been making things better, you didn't. You chose instead to fan the flames.
Well, yeah,
and then
that's to a benefit for them.
A few years later, we had Ferguson, where the media straight up lied. They are still to this fucking day pushing that hands up, don't shoot bullshit.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It was a lie. It never happened, but they're still pushing it. It has become the collective conscience.
Well, you see the rioters using it. They'll surround somebody and be kicking the shit out of them, but they got their hands up going, hands up, don't shoot.
Right.
As if that matters.
Right. Yeah, that Darren Wilson was investigated, I believe, 3 separate times. But at the St. Louis officials, the Missouri officials, and federal. Each time they examined all of the forensic evidence, and they came to the same conclusion that his version of events matched all of the evidence. They brought people in to testify under oath. And all of a sudden they were like, well, I wasn't there. I heard about it. And nobody actually saw him execute the unarmed black teenager. Because remember, that's how the initial report was. You know, right. It's the Twitterification. The 140 character, get it out first. We don't care if it's right. We need to be first. And they pushed it, they ran with it, and there were riots, and there were businesses that burned to the ground that never rebuilt, that left the area, just like we're seeing in Minneapolis, over a lie.
Yeah.
They were so desperate for this to be a racism thing. They were perfectly willing to ride out this lie through riots that took people's lives and destroyed businesses. And that was 7 years ago, and they're still doing it.
That's the playbook.
You can't rationalize with a mob.
Nope. And you can't give in to them either. That's the big mistake they're making. Yep. Well, it's not a mistake from the Democrats' point of view, because that's what they want.
Exactly. What's happening
when the government officials allow something to happen, it's because they want it to happen.
Yep.
If those were Second Amendment freedom demonstrators in Seattle that were camping out, they'd be hauled off like toot sweet. It would have been so quick, your head would have spun.
You only have to look at my home state, Virginia, back in January.
Right.
You know, when they were going to come through with the gun control proposals in Virginia would have made Virginia worse than California. And Virginia gun owners peacefully went to Richmond.
Oh no, they didn't peacefully. They invaded with arms, yes, with firearms, Jay. It was an invasion. It was a militia invasion.
The governor had to cordon off areas. You know, there's those walls again. You know, it's funny how Trump is a horrible, racist, evil, blah, 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 hates immigrants, hates foreigners, hates this, hate, because he wants to put up a wall. But yet, Governor Blackface, I mean, Ralph Northam, doesn't want people to exercise their First Amendment rights, so he puts up a wall. And that's okay. The community blah, blah, blah zone out in Seattle wants to keep people out, so they put up a wall. But that's okay.
Well, the commies put up a wall, and that was okay, too.
Right.
You know.
Even more recently than Virginia in January was Michigan in April. People were sick of Whitmer, Governor Umbridge. I mean, Whitmer.
Oh, no, those weren't people, Jay. That was an armed militia.
Yes. Insurrectionists.
Yeah.
Redneck. Armed rednecks.
Right.
I think that's probably my favorite thing from the riots was the New York Post picture of, you know, armed rednecks protect their business. They deliberately, and I talked about this already.
Yep.
Where they deliberately cropped the picture to cut out the two black guys, also armed, who had banded together with these two white rednecks to protect the business.
Yeah.
But you look at the coverage from Michigan in April and contrast it to the riots in May. It was a month. Mm-hmm. It was 1 month. And those protesters, those armed racist rednecks who were going to kill everyone because they weren't social distancing and they're protesting so they can get their haircuts and grandma's going to die and blah, 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 blah. Month later, thousands of people in the streets, fires, firebombs, cars getting flipped over. Well, they're protesting the inherent systemic racism. And then you get these fucking morons. Why don't you trust the experts? Because 1,200 of them signed a fucking document that said, oh, if you're protesting, then COVID can't hurt you. What? Are you fucking kidding me? They signed their names to this document saying that we think it's okay for people to protest the racist blah, 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 blah. But we don't want people. We don't want people because, getting uppity.
Because systemic racism is far more dangerous than COVID-19.
Yes.
Well, excuse me, but systemic racism in the U.S. is like not dangerous at all because it doesn't exist. So that means, you know, COVID-19 is not dangerous either.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But, you know, to come out and put out this document that it was so farcical that people were like, oh, that's got to be Photoshopped. Yeah. You know, there's no way this can be real, that somebody would say, oh, it's on Fox News. Oh, it's obviously fake. You know, except that it wasn't. That these people actually said, you know, well, hey, first of all, COVID-19 disproportionately affects minorities. It's a virus.
Okay.
Can you explain that to me, please? Oh, because they live in cities, which you liberals have been touting as, you know, oh, it's more, you know, you can do central planning and you can have mass transit. And, you know, the mass transit that helped act as a vector to spread the disease. And then also made riots easier. But anyway.
It's funny how that all works.
Yeah, all of the benefits of living in a city.
No, don't exist.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious how that's going to work out.
And on that
note, we've gone so far over that it's not even funny.
We've almost come back around.
It's been fun, though.
Yeah, it has. Got a Breeder rant and a Jay rant.
I agree. We got all kinds of rants. We need an Alan rant. Let's talk about mud crickets.
You don't want an Alan rant.
Alan doesn't ever really rant, though.
No, you don't want an Alan rant.
He yells at people to get off his lawn.
That's right.
Alan, do you own an M1 Grand?
I don't.
You don't? Oh,
I do not.
Weren't you issued
one? I'm shocked.
I have two Mosins, though.
Oh, so do I. Damn it. I also don't have a Grand.
They're so expensive. That's
the whole thing. I want one. I appreciate. Yeah. Well, I also and Brita, you'll like this. When I came out to Ohio, God, a decade ago now, Mike and I were trying like hell to load Heath's Grand, and neither one of us could figure the fucking thing out. I'm just like, Dad, fuck this. I prefer box magazine fed anyway. I just could not for the life of me. I'm sure there's going to be angry squirrelers going, ah. But I appreciate its place in history. I would love to own one. I can't bring myself to drop that kind of money on a
rifle you would really never shoot.
Right, right. You know, it's like
I already have ones I don't shoot that much, and I just... You know,
I have a Lee Enfield because I paid $100 for it.
See, that's the other thing is the Mosins. I think I got my Mosin for like $150, you know, and I got the other one for free. And, you know, it's like I got my AK. I think I paid maybe $200 for my Chinese AK knockoff back in the 80s. I mean, you know, it's like I can see spending a couple $100. I mean, I got a couple of bolt action rifles that I spent, you know, less than $300 on. And I have no problem with that. But $1,000?
Right.
For a frankly not that great M1?
Right, right.
Do not even come out to Camp Perry and say that.
No, I know. But
would run your ass out of Ohio.
A good M1 is not cheap. I mean, they're expensive.
No, I know that. But you're... Do not disparage the M1.
I'm not disparaging
Ohio.
It. I'm just saying it's too expensive for me.
Exactly.
And I say that as somebody that bought a Colt. What's
Python?
Python.
Python.
Yeah. Yes, the Python.
Yeah. You know, it's one of the things that like the Walther P1. I remember when they were $300. I kick myself for not buying one. Yes. I remember when you could get a rack grade Garand for like $395. And I'm like, you know, if I could go back, you know, 10, 15 years and smack myself upside the head and say, buy one, you
go back to the 80s and get one for cheap.
Yeah. You know, absolutely. But
that was back when they had a trash can. Every gun store had a trash can that was like, had like 15 or 20 Mosins in it. Like,
yep. $90 each or 60 bucks.
Yeah. It was
like I bought not one, but two SKSs for $120.
Yeah. I did the same thing.
They're like $400 for a crappy one. Now.
I know. It's crazy. I got a Russian one and a Chinese one.
You know, I remember when you could buy a WASR 10 for $300, $299. They'd run sales, but
oh well, those days are over, and we're way out of time.
So basically, kids, what Uncle Alan and Uncle Jay are telling you is, if you see a gun you really want, buy it because it's only going to get more expensive.
Yeah, it's never going to get cheaper.
It's never going to get cheaper, unless it's an AR.
That's, well, I don't know. ARs are pretty much, you know.
We're going to go now.
Yep.
We've gun geeked, boys.
Nerds.
Yes, we've nerded far long enough. But
okay.
Anyway, so can we split this into two shows?
No. Take next week off? Ooh, I should do that. We'll split it into two shows and we can take the next week off. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. It's too much work.
We need to find a cliffhanger moment.
Yeah, it's too much work. I'm not
going to
do it.
No, we'll give an extra special squirrel report to all of our squirrel fans, and you get to hear us rant.
And we'll be back next week. I'm sure something disastrous will happen in the next
week. Yeah, I know. What's the next catastrophe? I'm like, I got my fingers crossed for Godzilla. I'm like, you know what? You know what we need? We need Godzilla.
I'm Smod. Smod all the way.
If the apocalypse happens, I am happy to have it with you guys.
Aww.
I mean, same. You know, come on. I hope it doesn't. Well, I mean, if it happens on air, then no one will hear it. So
yeah, that's true. We're not live anymore.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh well.
Alan's last act will be to upload it. Must
push the button now.
Click.
Can't stop the signal.
That's right. Can't stop the signal now.
Can't stop the signal.
All right. On that note.
Good night, guys.